When I say farm bill, what comes to mind first? Corn, maybe? Soybeans? How about $57 billion for conservation? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
I think that a lot of folks are not aware that the Farm Bill is actually the place where we find the largest source of conservation funding in the federal budget.
Todd Ames directs the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition.
And that is because, of course, there's so many activities that happen on the land that bring us our food that, if done improperly, can have a very adverse impact on soil and also to surrounding waterways.
The bad news for environmentalists, the new farm bill cuts $6 billion from conservation programs over the next decade. But the biggest news here, the farm bill ends direct payments to farmers. That's a huge change. Before, farmers got checks whether they had good years or bad years. Ryan Finley is with the Michigan Farm Bureau.
Part of that direct payment agreement was a farmer signed a document that said, I will comply with all the conservation practices that are required for the land that I utilize.
Now, that's tied to crop insurance instead. So if you sign up for crop insurance, you have to agree to farm a certain way. Finley says that was a controversial move.
It goes back and forth. You're going to find some farmers that say, absolutely, we should have this. And other farmers are going to say, why am I going to be required to do that when they're not affiliated at all? For Michigan Farm Bureau, from our perspective, it's part of the bill, and we're going to move forward with it, and we're going to encourage our farmers to comply with the regulation.
But that big step, getting conservation tied to crop insurance, came down to a standoff between four lawmakers in a room together.
There was a very big fight in the conference committee.
Senator Debbie Stabenow chairs the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee.
But we were able to achieve it by support from a very important new coalition where we had farmer groups, commodity groups that came together with conservation and environmental organizations.
Stabenow says the Farm Bill is the best tool we have to protect our land and water because the majority of land in the U.S. is privately owned. So she said it made sense to tie conservation agreements to crop insurance, especially because the federal government helps subsidize crop insurance to begin with.
It is something that we partner in paying for as taxpayers, so I think there's a public interest in it, and it's only appropriate to say there's an expectation that we'll have best management practices for conservation.
The new Farm Bill also creates a regional partnership for the Great Lakes. Stabenow says it'll provide money for local projects in the region.
We want to be able to develop even more of a partnership, for instance, with farmers around Lake Erie and then the Saginaw Bay area and on the west side of the state with Lake Michigan or up north.
She says the program will build on the work of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. There are all kinds of projects in the works to restore wetlands, clean up pollution, and fight invasive species. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.